Hello and welcome to the Nebraska Wanderer podcast. It's been a while. I'm Dustin Southworth, your host, and I wanted to tell you a little story about a trip I took this summer, just a couple weeks ago, actually. And it's going to be a tale about how maybe you should plan things and know where things are, where they're going to be, what the actual schedule is for an event, if that's what you're planning to attend. So yes, I took a little trip with my family out to Scott's Bluff because I have been wanting to go to the Old West Balloon Fest for quite a while, and I've also wanted to go to the National Championships for a while, especially ever since 2018 when I heard that Scott's Bluff was chosen to be the host of the National Championships for 3 years. So every site is chosen for 3 years. They host it. So like I said, I found out about that in 2018, that Nebraska got the bid. And so I have been planning since then to try to make it out there because it's so close. So why wouldn't I go to that? 2019, didn't get quite around to it, and then obviously last year was not the best year to do it. So I've been planning it to go out to Scott's Bluff for a while now, to go to this balloon festival and the national championships. So the funny thing is I didn't actually even think about it too much this year. I just kind of brushed it off. Everybody I'd talked to and tried to plan to go out there with, kind of wasn't really interested and didn't really go. But then my family brought it up. My mom and my grandparents just kind of decided that they wanted to join me or they wanted to go. So we started kind of planning this trip, or basically just seeing if I was available to go out there. And over the course of a couple weeks, I finally decided that yes, I was able to. And so we made it happen. So I went home on a Thursday and we left on a Friday morning. So I am living in Norfolk, Nebraska. I went home to Hastings, that's my hometown, met up with my family, and we headed out there on Friday morning. We kind of took a slower approach to driving out there. It's about a 6-hour drive. It took us quite a bit longer than that, but we kind of turned that day into a getting passports day. So the Nebraska passport is something where we travel throughout the state. There's 70 stops that you can hit, and they're just spread out throughout the Nebraska area, all over Nebraska. So first we headed up to the interstate and we hit Kearney. That was our first city that had several stops in it. So we drove through Kearney, we got all the stops there. Now I will say that this day primarily we did not stop at the places. I have the app on my phone and I chose to just get the digital passport stamps without necessarily stopping. I do plan on keeping the book, so I will in the future try to hit a majority of the stops, and I try to do that every year. I try to keep the book and plan for future endeavors and vacations and traveling. So yeah, that's kind of how I think about it, how I justify, I guess, doing the digital passport instead of actually stopping at all 70. But if you did stop at all 70 and took time at every single one, that would take it'd take all summer, and a lot of people do that. I think they say there's about 1,200 or 1,400 people that do it every year. They make all 70 stops, and they say it's building every year how many people actually finish the booklet. I will not be finishing the booklet. That 70 stops all across Nebraska is definitely difficult to do. I've got a lot of them, I will say. I'm now up to 42 after this last trip. So yeah, continuing on, like I said, we went through Kearney. Next stop was North Platte. We again, just kind of drove through and hit several of the stops. And then we moved on to, well, we went through Paxton because I had the stop. The Paxton we hit on the way back. The next one was Sydney. Sydney, Nebraska. We drove into town, got fueled up, and then we decided we were going to get lunch, or we weren't sure if we were going to get lunch. So then we went to Potter. Potter had a coffee shop that unfortunately wasn't open that day, or wasn't open when we drove through. So we ended up, there's actually a little kind of restaurant type place, but it's also known for their tin roof sundaes, which are kind of just a mix of a whole bunch of stuff. It's like a chocolate sundae, but it's got marshmallows and I don't know. There was a lot of stuff all over it, and it looked great. I didn't actually get that one. I tried a slightly different one. I went with the peanut butter sundae, which was very good as well. Peanut butter ice cream and hot fudge on top of it. So that was a nice little stop that we made. And then we made our way on up to Scott's Bluff. Now that day, we kind of drove around. We kind of figured out where we were going, what was going on. And then in the evening, we decided that we wanted to go get something to eat. And we also wanted to see Chimney Rock at night. That was something that I've never done. I've seen Chimney Rock plenty of times, or several times, but I've never seen it lit up at night, so we decided to do that. So we drove out, we went through Lake Minotaure and saw the lighthouse, which was really cool. Just kind of I guess it's one of two lighthouses in Nebraska, and it's just out on a point on the lake, and was just I'm not even sure why they built it out there, but it's a pretty cool little lighthouse that you can actually walk up to the top. There's no light inside of it, and I don't know that there's ever been a light in it, so I don't know if you can really call it a lighthouse, but it was a cool little thing out on the lake, and we drove out to it and talked to a few people who also hadn't seen it and were from around Nebraska in various cities. So yeah, we had some nice chats while we were out there. But then we decided it was time for dinner. So we went drove into the town of Minotaure, and we drove to the restaurant that it said was available, that Google Maps said was available. There was absolutely no sign on this thing. And then it turned out that they were having like a wedding party that night, so they were closed anyway, so we didn't even get to eat there. So we went on to the next town over. I believe that was, let's say it was McCree or something like that. I need to look that up again. But it was nice. It was a cool little town, and it ended up, there's a place called the Pink Palace. And it's just it's a local bar, and they have really good food. They have prime rib steaks, prime rib on Friday nights, but not prime rib sandwiches. So make sure to get the special if you can. I ended up getting chicken fried steak fingers, and those were very good as well. And you get a little gravy with it. And it was really good. So then after that, we headed over to Chimney Rock and checked that out and got our stamps and everything. And then we headed back into town. We stayed at the Arcadia Hotel, which is a very nice hotel. It was beautifully decorated. I would say, and I never met the owner, but he was from, we think, China. He was Chinese. And everything in the hotel was decorated as that. It was, like I said, it was very beautiful and a nice hotel. But yeah, it was interesting as well. But so we stayed there. And the next day, we got up early because we wanted to see the balloons. We We didn't get up at 5:30 a.m. like it was suggested, or like they said when they started. We instead chose to go get up at... We got up at 7 and were out on the road by 8 o'clock. Turns out that was too late, because we didn't see a balloon in the sky. Not at all. So we're driving around trying to figure it out, and we actually get to Mitchell, where the Mitchell Airfield is where most of the festivities were held for the National Championships and the Balloon Festival. And by that time, there were cars driving away. So we decided, well, obviously they're not doing anything right now because we can't see any balloons and there's nothing going on or everybody's leaving. So we decided that the next closest thing to us was the Scotts Bluff Monument. Well, I've never seen the Scotts Bluff Monument. I've never been out there. I've been to Scotts Bluff and Gearing a few times, but I've never actually explored it too much, especially when I had enough time to explore. So we went to the Scotts Bluff Monument. We actually got there. We were there too early, so the drive up to the monument wasn't open yet, and the museum wasn't open yet. So we had to wait around a little bit, but that gave us a little time to kind of be down on the plane and take a bunch of pictures. I got a ton of pictures of the area, and then we were finally able to drive up to the top, and we explored a little bit, and my mom and my grandma decided that they wanted to walk down from the monument, and it's a very nice trail. It's paved, I think. A majority of the way, there might be some places that are dirt and not as good of a trail, but for the majority of it, it is a paved trail. So they decided to do that. My grandpa and I decided we didn't want to do that, so we ended up driving back down and kind of sitting around waiting for him, which was cool, because we kind of sat outside and watched the people walking down, and I thought it was kind of cool because there was a guy, I assume, packing up his van. It looked like he was kind of a van dweller type person. He built his van out so he could live in his van, or I don't know, he might have just been camping, or might just use it for camping. So that was kind of cool to see how he had his van laid out. I didn't really talk to him too much or anything. I just kind of noticed how he had his van set up, but yeah, we kind of sat around and talked and took more pictures and watched people, and then finally my mom and my grandma made it down. It took them about 45 minutes to an hour or so to walk down from the top of the monument to the bottom. So then we kind of explored the museum a little bit. They kind of have displays and everything, and with that we watched a movie about the Scotts Bluff Monument and the area, and that was kind of interesting. Then after that, we decided to go over to the Wildcat Hills State Recreation Area, which that is on the passport. I'd gotten it the night before, but we wanted to go back and actually check out the Nature Center and just explore the recreation area a little bit. So we went back and we were kind of looking through the Nature Center. You can watch the birds, and then downstairs there was kind of a kids play area that we checked out, just to, because my mom is in education, I work for an art gallery, so we kind of look for different ideas that kids can do, crafts and stuff. So we always kind of like to try to check that type of stuff out. So we went down there. We had we didn't have an issue, but another group of people had an issue with the elevator. It actually, as we were walking downstairs to see this the kids area, the elevator ended up getting stuck. Like I'm not exactly sure what happened, but the outer door opened, but the inner door did not. And so then it kind of messed with the internals of the electronics of the elevator or something, and so both of them shut again. And then I think it went between floors, and it got stuck. So they were in there for quite a while. They ended up, and finally the person who was running the store ended up calling the maintenance guy, and he kind of gave some advice. And then he ended up coming over, and they kind of worked together and ended up prying the doors open and getting these people out. But it was definitely an adventure, and I'm sure they did take elevators for the rest of the day after that. everything was fine. The people were fine. They were very happy that the people helped them get out, and it was fine after that. So no big deal, just... I'm sure they were not feeling very confident when they were stuck in there, but they did eventually get out, so it was cool. And as we were walking out, the fire department showed up, and they're like, yeah, we got out, but they're like, yeah, we're gonna still take a look just to make sure, see if we can see anything. So they went up there and checked it out. And then we just ended up driving around the Wild Cat Hills, the recreation area. It's not a huge area. I mean, it's kind of on the top of these bluffs, also bluffs, it's all in the sand hills. So you're driving through sand down these unpaved roads, and there's some camping spots and a few side roads that you can drive down, and you can just get some really good overlooks of the area, and you can even see all the way to the monuments and stuff. So that was pretty cool, a pretty cool sight. And they had a couple selfie stations that you could stand behind or just take a picture through, which that's what I did. I took a picture of the selfie sign and then the monument behind it. So that was pretty cool. We kind of explored that for a little while, and then we ended up coming back down and going to get lunch and doing a few other things, kind of hanging out for the rest of the evening. Because that night, Saturday night, was going to be the final night glow, where all the balloons were gonna get expanded and stand up and do their glow thing. So we got kind of prepared for that. So we go out there, and it's being held at the Five Rocks Amphitheater in Gearing. It wasn't actually at the amphitheater section. It was kind of where you would normally park if you were going to an event at the amphitheater. So it was kind of in the big field that's kind of surrounding it. So we go out there, we pick our spots, we take some lawn chairs out there. Luckily, I had thought about this before, that just in case, because some of these type of events and stuff, you have to bring a lawn chair. So like when we were at home getting ready and packing, I was like, we should probably throw those in just in case. So we did end up having, we had coolers and had lawn chairs to sit out there, and it was a nice time. So we get out there, get going. It's a little bit windy that day, but we're not sure, so we're just kind of sitting around wondering what's going to happen. There was talk about thunderstorms in the area, so we weren't exactly sure what was going to go on. So we're kind of sitting around. We kind of walk around. There's actually a brewery out there doing selling beer and running their kind of quote-unquote beer garden that they had, but it was just the brewery running it, and they had their beers out there, and it was called Flyover Brewing Company, is the Scotts Bluff brewery, and they had all their beers out there, and I tried it, and they had some good beers. There were a few that I would have liked to have tried that they didn't have out there, but we didn't make it out to the actual brewery. Like I said, there was all kinds of food out there and vendors and stuff. So anyway, we kind of got out there, got set up, started watching. We're kind of thinking about the weather more, and they're talking about the weather. The announcer, they had a band out there playing, and the announcer kept talking about the weather. Okay, hey, watch the skies, and we'll see what's going on. And then there, he's like, so we're going to have a safety meeting in about half an hour, and we'll decide what's going to happen. He says there's three options that we have. Best case scenario, the balloons go up. Next scenario, they do what's called candlesticking. And obviously, worst case scenario is they don't have anything. They just kind of shut it down. Well, it was windy enough to where they decided that we were going to go with the candlesticking, which is where they just have the basket setting out and they have the fire going. They don't put up the balloons, but they have the fire going. So it's kind of still the essence of the hot air balloon, but without the beautiful balloons up in the air. So they ended up doing that for a while. We ended up just kind of, we stayed for an hour probably after they had started doing the candlesticking, and then we decided to pack up and go. So we went home for the night and kind of went from there. So then we kind of headed home. It was a little bit of a faster drive back. We did stop through a few places just to get those last few stops. We hit Bayard, which is just north of Chimney Rock, because we hadn't driven through it the night before, two nights, Friday. We hit Bayard, we hit Paxton because there's a little antique store. These are all passport stops. And then we just stopped back through North Platte because we have, we know some people in North Platte. So we stopped and ate at a diner, and they had very good food. I'm a classic. I go with chicken strips because it's hard to mess up chicken strips, they were very, very good. So we had those, and then we drove back to Hastings, and then I headed back up to North Platte. So yeah, I just wanted to talk about this, this little trip. Like I said, it ended up very fun, because we kind of made it fun. We chose to, if we were only going out there for the hot air balloon festival, it would have sucked. It would very much, just because we misread things and didn't plan quite right, but we're very good at adapting and finding entertainment and finding fun things to do. So we enjoyed it. My family and I really enjoyed it. I again saw things that I hadn't seen before. I saw Scottsbluff Monument. I saw Chimney Rock lit up at night, which was beautiful. I have pictures of that. It ended up being a good time, and it was a nice little break, nice little vacation for us. And yeah, so I just wanted to tell you about that. Make sure to read pamphlets and event calendars and all that stuff if you are going for a specific event, but also be flexible, be open to trying out different things, finding other entertainment avenues. If you do get stuck in this situation where things don't go the way you planned or the weather didn't work out, like some of this was just, it was too windy or the conditions weren't quite right for the balloons. So we kind of missed some of that stuff because of the weather. So just like I said, it's good to be open to other opportunities and checking out different types of things when you're in a certain area. And especially in Nebraska, I feel a good majority of places you can find something to do. You can find all kinds of, there's so many museums in Nebraska. I'm finding out that there's so many art centers in Nebraska. Just this whole thing was pretty much a passport trip. We did so many of the passport stops. And even if you don't go in the summer, I would keep the passport around and past years. I try to keep past years around as well, so you can check out different stops if you are in a certain area and there was a stop in the past that you missed or that sounds interesting to you or you've been to and you want to go back, because it may have changed. So I like to always have the Nebraska passport in my car, just in case, and just so I can check out things that I've never been to or never seen before. Because there's all kinds of things that you find that you didn't know were in Nebraska or didn't know existed. And it's such a good program. I'm going to do another podcast episode kind of just going over the passport, the Nebraska passport, because it's such a cool program, and I very much encourage people to participate. And heck, even if you're not in Nebraska, you can still order one of the passport booklets and check out things that we have in Nebraska. So I would definitely recommend doing that as well, especially next year. Usually around, you can sign up pretty early, but then they ship them out in April or so. So I definitely recommend that. Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Wanderer podcast.